Oh, I think our vibe moosters here.
Perhaps you'll have an opinion on this subject.
No doubt, but let's see. Yeah, Roscoe.
Yo, the hound.
How are you?
Pretty good. Is my watch late?
Not really.
It's actually right on the pipe.
Because, there's a lot of variation in the clocks here at the household.
Well, we're headed for the variation in clock time of year, you know?
Right.
The thing where you're either an hour early or an hour late, depending on whether you believe the TA or not.
Yeah, it's a real classical, it's a classic trouble night for
me. Tomorrow begins daylight savings time.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, so
2 o'clock this morning.
I'm so glad I called.
So you set your clock
where was
back an hour.
It's bringing forward.
And Monday is opening day, I guess. Monday and Tuesday are
Spring forward, fall back, is that it?
Spring forward, fall back.
Okay, go put your clocks an hour forward tonight, folks. Don't ask me. Get an expert opinion.
There's a real, service tip. The hound. Straightening people out.
Yeah, I'll straighten them all out someday. Someday a real straightener out order will come. Anyway, what's today's vibe?
I don't know. It's kind of an indoor vibe. I went out and ran around. They're filming some movie out in front of the guitar store.
It's a rock video with that monkey from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Who?
That horrible singer guy.
What's he doing?
I don't know. He's wearing his socks.
Horribly.
Finding new places to wear his socks.
Is
the
it them?
His socks on his elbows.
Well, he should hold out for more dough because he's only getting like $125 an hour for the trouble.
Well, it's his own fault because they told him they're going to pay him $400 for an hour, and then, of course, it's going to be like 5 hours, and he should just throw him out after an hour or demand more money.
Yeah, well, maybe he'll go over there. They were still, the film tech guy wanted to come inside because it was cold. He was going to talk on the walkie-talkie. As soon as he did that, then Chris plugged in this Les Paul Jr. into the Marshall and proceeded to run the guy out, which I thought was really great.
You know what the best thing you can say to those guys with the walkie-talkies on the street corners, the ones that are, like, pushing you over to the other side of the street?
What?
You just look at them and as plainly as you can go, so they're going to let you write and direct the next one, right?
Right.
That totally gets them, man, because they're all, like second stringers from the NYU Film School.
Hey, it's just their parents didn't have enough money to pay for that, that $85,000
student
final paper.
There it is, man. Well, it's the bitterest people in the world because not only are they gophers, but like their expenses are incredibly high courtesy of those wonderful student loans they took out.
Yeah, and they're well read.
You're going to have to apologize to all your film tech friends tonight, Bruce.
Am I? Do I have any film tech friends?
Sure you do. Think about it.
Well, I didn't say anything
okay,
really
let me
bad
put
about
it this way. Do I have any film tech friends that doesn't Roscoe. Describe?
Hello?
Oh, sorry.
Hello? Who's that, Emma?
Yeah.
Well, put her on. See what her vibe is. Hey, Emma, what's the vibe? You're on the air. What's your vibe today?
Oh, the vibe is, we're all one, I guess. We're all here together.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
It's quite all right.
Get even.
I am even.
Oh, man.
No, I'm too odd to get even. Well, I'm going to go now. You guys have a good time, okay?
Party on, ML.
Oh, boy. I'm cracking up.
Domesticity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I was in the studio, and I didn't have the wireless phone. I was working on this thing on the computer, and I didn't want to, detain the vibe while I went out there and, frustrated myself with my broken wireless phone. All right, well, hell, that's the vibe.
Okay,
I guess you got a little cameo into the lifestyles of 7th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Roscoe, well,
is there any trouble around tonight? That's the question I forgot
no,
to
ask. No, the only thing we could think of is something called Lonesome Bob at the rodeo bar. So I don't have any.
The one good thing the rodeo bar has is that they serve their beer is like chilled in ice. So you have a good chance if you get a beer that you can have that lucky occurrence of the whole label coming off in your hand.
Ah, yeah.
Well, Miss Sally's at a different bar every day this week.
Well,
Monday through Wednesday.
Monday, brownies. Right. Tuesday, the No-Tell Motel. Wednesday,
Wally's. So
what do I win?
Away downtown.
Huh?
Nothing. What do I win?
What do you win?
Free beer. The Buck Owens Sampler CD.
Hey. All right, guys.
Okay, Roscoe.
We'll
take it easy, Skull.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the State of the Vibe Report.
And there you have it.